awareness of this environmental impact, of this footprint of our everyday work online, is still very low.
What does sustain IT look like in action?
Even small actions like cleaning up your inbox can really add up when millions of us take them.
Fritz for Future, Henkel's sustainability podcast.
Dear listeners, great to have you on board for this latest episode of Fritz for Future, Henkel's sustainability podcast. Before we start, I would like to explain something. When producing our podcast, most of the time we do so in a video meeting with our guests. And right before we start our podcast conversation, we switch off the cameras. With this, we reduce our digital emissions, and that is a perfect introduction for our topic today. How can we do good for the planet while using digital tools? My guests for today are Jana Mitkowska-Lankenau and Olga Kosig, both working at Henkel, and Jana works as an IT process consultant with a focus on sustainability, and Olga is a global marketing transformation manager. Great to have you here in the studio, so we don't have to switch off the cameras. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Super excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And Olga, I would like to start with you. Digital sustainability is the buzzword you thought about when you created a tool called Sustain IT. What was your idea behind that?
Yes, so I think to really introduce the idea, I also need to step back a bit and give some background on how did we come to this project. So our team came together through Henkel Sustainability Incubator Lab. It's an internal learning program that works like a startup incubator, but focused on developing ideas with sustainability impact. And all of us brought different ideas connected to our roles, but in a way also to digital activities. So in a certain way, for example, I worked in a global media team and I focused on sustainability in advertising. Then Jana focused on sustainability in IT. We're in total five ladies in the team, so everybody brought their own perspectives. And then we tried to find a common ground for one project. And when we were looking for a common idea for ourselves, focusing on digital and sustainability, what we really noticed right away is that awareness of this environmental impact, of this footprint of our everyday work online, is still very low. So even though almost everyone at Henkel works digitally in some way, people really assume that digital automatically means sustainable. I mean, like, I didn't print out this presentation. I just sent this huge file via email to my whole team, but it still has certain environmental impact. And while it's true that the footprint of emails, of calls, of this cloud storage is maybe much smaller than compared to production, it still like matters. We are on the way to net zero and every little step counts. And this is the gap that we decided to tackle. So to really make this hidden impact more visible and also actionable across the organization.
Yeah, and why it's still hidden, we will talk about that later on. What would you say, what are the main goals of your tool?
Yeah, so the main goal is very simple. It's really to raise awareness at Henkel about this impact of everyday digital actions. So we want colleagues to understand that even small things like sending an email, joining a video call, or using generative AI, they do have a footprint. And by educating people in this way, our aim is to really encourage and motivate them to make more sustainable choices in their daily work. And I think it's really important that we don't want to stop or block them from using all the digital tools. It's not to shame anyone. It's really to enable people with awareness to make sustainable choices.
Mm-hmm. So, Jana, I guess we should deliver some background information to understand why it's absolutely necessary to be aware of the digital CO2 footprint we all create daily, we have to say. Do you have some examples for us to explain that?
Fact check.
Absolutely. So most of us don't realize how much energy the digital world consumes and how it translates into emissions. To put it into perspective, sending a single email with a large attachment can use about as much energy as leaving a light bulb on for an hour. Streaming is for another example. Just half an hour of watching online can generate emissions similar to driving a few kilometers by car. And artificial intelligence is also changing the picture. Training just one large AI model can emit hundreds of tons of CO2 emissions, and everyday prompts use significant energy when multiplied across millions of people. And all of this depends on massive data centers that run 24/7, require constant cooling, hardware, chips, and together consume more electricity than even some countries. So the point isn't to stop using digital services, because we all need them, but to start with awareness. And that's the first step. Even small actions like cleaning up your inbox or being mindful about how often we run AI queries can really add up when millions of us take them.
Mm. So Olga just mentioned that a lot of people are absolutely unaware of this topic. What do you think? Why is it like that, Jana?
One big reason is that digital emissions are invisible to the users. When we drive a car, we can see the fuel being used. Or when we turn on a heater, you can feel the energy. But digital services, we don't see them. It's just clicks and streams. And we don't see the massive data centers out there, the cooling systems, the hardware, the chips, and the electricity running in the background. Another reason is how tech is framed. It's being in the cloud or virtual, which makes it sound very clean and harmless. And people don't think about the footprint of it. And once we realize that digital world runs on real energy and real physical hardware, it's easier to rethink our habits and make small changes that really add up. And that's exactly what we want to do with Sustain IT.
Mm. Okay. Often it's absolute easy to reduce these emissions we talked about. Can you give us your best simple tips we can use in the office and at home?
How to start? Top tips.
Yes, indeed. My favorite tips are very simple to implement and they're very known, and yet they're not widely used. So, for example, everybody knows that they need to switch off their laptop at the end of the day and switch off their monitors, and yet nobody really does it. I know I did ask around on my floor, my colleagues, everybody says like, yeah, I know I should be doing that. But then like they just want to open the laptop the next day from the same space and it doesn't happen. Maybe another big one is do not attach the big files in an email. Share a link instead. Share a link to OneDrive. Then you can easily also collaborate in this file. It's also easier and you don't share this huge amount of data with a lot of people that might not even need it. And also a really big one is that we all need to be mindful when using AI. So for example, like think twice if you actually need to transform all your pictures and selfies into this Ghibli cartoon style animation. Maybe you're at a party with friends and you want to like make fun with some AI pictures. Think about the impact that it has. And also in terms of AI, really do take time and learn how to prompt more efficiently. Sometimes maybe you want to just reuse the existing prompts instead of asking every day, what's the weather for tomorrow, for example. And what's really great about these tips, when acting more sustainably, most of the times we also make things way more efficient with these sustainability tips.
Mm. So I have to think over all these tips because I have to put down my laptop at the end of the day as well. So how do you communicate all this you talked about to the Henkel employees? What does Sustain IT look like in action?
Yes, so we found a simple solution. So we used already existing communication channels within Henkel environment. Mainly it's through Teams. So there is an app on Microsoft Teams that sends notifications to all employees already about other tips of using your laptop. And we plugged in our communication there. And also we have these social communities. So also for all employees who focus on sustainability topics, it's called Viva Engage. So we're not creating any new channels, but using already existing ones. And then the tips are sent out bi-weekly in a very short, snackable way. So they're actually something easy to take and execute right away. And if anyone is interested in learning more, there is additional sources per tip available, or people can also go to SharePoint for additional info.
Mm-hmm. So Jana, tell us a little bit about the feedback you receive. Do people like and use the Sustain IT? And are there maybe obstacles?
The feedback has been really positive. And people are even reaching out to us on their own, sharing new ideas, reflecting on their habits, or even saying they had just been discussing digital emissions with their colleagues or friends. And many users also describe having an aha moment when they see how their digital behavior connects to sustainability. And this made us think about the different ways people engage with our tool. Before launching it, we identified three types of users. So the first is the new joiners who does not know much about sustainability, and SustainIT acts as an entry point for them. The next one is the busy person who wants to contribute but doesn't have much time. And for them, the tool provides short, practical tips they can act on quickly without feeling like extra work. And finally, the skeptic who doubts that small digital tips really matter in a big chemical company. And for these users, we highlight the major corporate sustainability projects so they can see the larger scale impact and understand that their own smaller actions are an important add-on. And SustainIT speaks to all these three groups by providing clear and time-efficient tips.
Yeah, and I could imagine that all in all, it's not easy to roll out such a new tool company-wide. So what's about the data privacy? Where are limits?
Rolling out a tool like this company-wide isn't without challenges, of course, and especially around data privacy. We don't track whether someone completed a tip, and that's by design, and that was our decision. Plus, measuring digital emissions accurately is really hard, since every device and country uses different energy mixes. And the goal of SustainIT isn't to monitor people, but to raise awareness and provide practical, easy-to-follow guidance.
So, Olga, let's make the link to the Henkel sustainability tools. How does your tool help to reduce Scope 2 emissions? And maybe you can very short and quickly explain what Scope 2 emissions are.
Exactly. This was my question, actually. If everybody knows what are the scopes and why do we refer to Scope 2 emissions, because personally, I didn't know until last year before we started working on this project. In very simple terms, when we talk about emissions, there are three categories. Scope 1, which are direct emissions, for example, what we have at Henkel from production. Scope 2, those are indirect emissions, for example, from purchased energy, like electricity, heating, something like that. And then Scope 3 is then everything that goes along the value chain, such as suppliers and product use, something we can not really control ourselves. And as you just referred, our tool links directly to Scope 2. These are the emissions from the energy Henkel buys to power its operations. That includes the energy also to power our laptops that we work on, to power the Wi-Fi use, lighting in the office, even charging our devices. So if every employee actually makes the small steps, the small changes to reduce energy use in their daily work, together this adds up and really helps them to lower Henkel Scope 2 emissions.
And what ideas do you have for the future of your app? So for example, what technical extensions are conceivable?
What's next?
Yeah, we are running the project throughout this year. Then we reevaluate the next steps afterwards. Depends also on the feedback that we get from people that received all the tips. But for us, the real value isn't really in the tool itself. It's the knowledge that we are sharing. So what we'd love to really continue, no matter what happens with the project, we would love to continue building on it and educate people through different channels. Also, we're always happy to collaborate on content wherever it makes sense. So I think it's a really important knowledge that we have, and we find maybe other tools, other ways to keep spreading it. Yeah.
So Jana, let's end with some tips for podcast listeners and producers as well. How can we all act more sustainably?
The first step is awareness, realizing that every click, email, stream, or an AI prompt has a footprint. So for the listener, small actions add up. Clean your inbox or unsubscribe from notifications you don't read or newsletters. Share links and collaborate on the same file instead of sharing a lot of attachments. Skip maybe thank you and please in separate AI prompts. And for the podcast producers, things like compressing files, optimizing the hostings, or avoiding oversized attachment, which make a big difference. The bottom line is millions of small, consistent actions can create a real impact, but it can't stop with us. Big tech also needs to step up more with sustainable data centers and greater transparency around their impact.
This was really a great talk with so many useful information. We have to acknowledge small steps make a difference and everyone can contribute. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here with me and the rest of the team. Great to have you here on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if you enjoyed this episode of Fritz for Future, make sure to subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you want to give us some tips or topics, then share your ideas in the reviews. And we'd also love to hear your feedback. Send us an email at fritzforfuture@henkel.com. For more episodes and updates, visit henkel.com/podcast. And I would say until next time, take care. And listen to us soon.
Fritz for Future, Henkel Sustainability Podcast.